Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
This is what we get. This is why we can't have nice things. Okay, because I was about to go in and be like, that album, Beck's Colors won Best Alternative Music Album.
You had a whole thing planned. You had a whole thing.
And instead, nobody heard anything. Nobody heard beep. Nobody heard beep. And then we look dumb. Egg on our face.
Egg on the face.
Good morning, heart soul.
Hi, Jordan.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
I did good. We had a day yesterday, too, so I was ready to pass the F out.
I heard you had some mimosas.
We had a few. Plural. Plural on plural. We had like six. No, we had seven. We had seven rounds.
Seven.
Yeah, seven rounds.
Seven.
Yeah, we were trying to get after it yesterday.
You and
Asia. Yeah, we made a very conscious decision just to get after it.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah, we do. Sundays are, that's like our day. Like Sundays where we, you know, because she's off, I'm usually off or not doing anything important. So we go see movies. We go get Liddy, all the Liddies with all the youths.
This must be what it feels like to be in a relationship.
Oh, Jordan.
And I had...
I'm sorry.
I had... No, no, it's okay. It's okay. I had somewhat of a version of that this weekend because my friend from Seattle is here.
Yeah.
Dan Pounder.
He's right here.
Hello.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Poundy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
So good.
I think Pounder might have messed up your board because he went to get that nice, that baritone note out.
Who's got the deepest voice on the station?
That ain't me. Oh,
well, no, in the out of the show. Hello. That's me.
Well, that's not how I really talk.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Jordan's a front runner right now.
So Poundy came in from... Exactly. Yeah, I haven't had my more... Nothing. Pounder came in from Seattle. And, dude, I've been so stoked for my friend to come visit, right? And of course, it's the worst winter storm in 70 years, they said.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah.
It just snowed like crazy. He had to drive to the airport.
In about 8 inches of snow.
Oh, God, no. Nope. No.
Seattle shuts down at like an inch of snow.
So the storm started in Seattle.
Yes.
I think just stayed there.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It looks like it just stayed there.
And it's on track for another like 4 to 6 inches.
Oh, it's not done?
Tonight. So it's going to be like 24 inches all said and done.
Just stay here. Just stay put.
Yeah.
Just stay here.
Yeah, yeah. You like that chair?
I'm missing an arm.
You are.
Thing,
well, you are.
Again, look around you.
Yeah.
Just look around you in this room.
I've always said that radio is like a Windows 98 computer in a bathroom.
Oh.
Even when you go to the big places, even in Los Angeles, Windows 98 computer in a slightly nicer bathroom, but that's it.
That's man, truer words have never been spoken.
I am so tired because...
How tired are you?
I don't even have a joke for that. I'm so tired that I don't have a joke for that because we stayed up and watched the Grammys. Every single thing that happened up until the very end. They were good Grammys.
That's what I've heard. This was maybe one of the best years they've had in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about more of that in a little bit.
Music news.
Yes. Well, how about just like a whole hour of it?
Might as well. Yeah, this was a big one. Everyone really enjoyed last night.
Yeah, it was so good. The performances were incredible. Everyone can sing again.
Alicia Keys is God.
Yes.
That is my Lord and Savior. And her name is Alicia Keys.
She could host anything for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
That dueling piano that she did with herself.
Ugh.
I saw the best meme. It had a picture of her doing the dueling piano, and it said, me when I'm texting two guys at the same time.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On 96.5, The Buzz.
Nope. Nope.
You want to finish that?
Ah, it's too early.
Come on.
Too early.
Can I do it?
Oh, grrr.
I can't do it either.
Oh, no, that was good.
It's early for me, too.
Oh, shade.
Goddamn.
Nice job, Pounder.
Thank you.
Why is your name Pounder?
It's like Hartzell said, it's my baby Jesus Christian name.
Okay. It's Christian name.
I just wanted to get that out of the way because that is the first question that people ask you.
That was my first question, too. I already stole it from you, Jordan.
No, I've known this man for 13 years.
No, it's crazy.
It's been a long time, my friend. We worked together in Seattle.
Is that how you guys met? Seattle?
Yep. He knows Laszlo. We worked under Laszlo together.
Yep. Oh, I apologize for that. It's too bad.
No, that was a good one. Laszlo was the good one we worked under.
I take that back.
The other one was crazy. Shade, that was Trampoline on the Buzz, and we're doing some Buzz Family Creeping right now.
Shall we proceed to creep?
We shall.
And so I creep.
Yeah. Dave updated his Facebook 10 minutes ago and said, just like that, the weekend is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Did it go by fast?
It always does. Yeah. It always does. Yep. As mysteriously as it arrived, then it was gone. Then it was gone.
Did you just write that?
No, that's from The Office. I stole that.
Oh, damn.
I stole that.
Damn.
Sure did. That was Oscar. Oscar had a great line from The Office on that one. I think that's season 5. Let's see.
Episode 3, 15 minutes, 30 seconds in.
What's the episode title?
It's for sure episode 5 is when Michael quits. When he starts the Michael Scott Paper Company, Mr.
Episode
15-ish, I believe.
Spoiler alert.
It was 10 years ago, Jordan.
I haven't seen all of it.
I can't help you at that point. I can't help you.
You're right. You're right.
At Little Dark Moon, because we love memes here at JSAF. Don't think there will be enough coffee or middle fingers to survive this Monday. Preach. Preach. Preach.
Truth.
As we sip on our dirty chais.
Truth. I would never give you guys the finger, though. Maybe nope. Pounder, because we've known each other for a really long time.
I haven't got the finger from you yet.
No, you're not going to get the finger.
No, it's coming.
I mean,
it's coming.
We have to have like a real crazy couple fight.
Okay.
We need to give you the finger.
Start tuning up the band.
It seems like everybody from the Buzz family is a little bit tired because Carly tweeted, I'm exhausted, but I can't sleep. She updated about like 4 hours ago, and I have to be up in 4 hours.
Oh, no.
Same thing.
Same.
Yeah, you gotta fix that.
Well, when the Grammys were playing, we were watching it. I had this nice little tired vibe. I had a beer or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was time to go to bed, who won best album of the year?
That's right.
Just kept playing in my head.
That's
and I was
right.
Like, I just kept going, I was right. Right.
You and called that too, by the way.
I did. And
you
the did call that. Members of the Buzz family were messaging me on all social networking sites, social media, to be like, hey, yes, Kacey Musgraves.
It's good.
But that was a hard category.
That was tough. That was, again, it was a good year.
It was
a really good year.
We're going to get deep into the Grammys coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But right now we're doing the Buzz family creep. What do you see?
At Whitney Yodrich, who's a good friend of mine. What up? What up, Whitney? She was at the LBJ Museum in Austin, which is one of the best museums. I love, mm-hmm. love that museum. And so she was there. There's like this huge, like 6 floors of just books, because the dude was like, he did a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's an awesome museum. Probably one of my favorites. So Whitney, well done.
Nice job, Whitney.
Get that learned it on.
I don't
that
mean
history learned it.
I'm gonna bring it down for a second.
Oh, no.
That today is the anniversary of Whitney Houston's passing.
Oh, that is today.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
So to Sly James the Cat.
That's too what a transition.
We have to get
Bobby!
We're like
Bobby!
So emotional right now.
Oh!
You pulled that joke 3 times already, Pounder.
Sorry.
So emotional.
We just want to dance with somebody, that's all.
Oh, damn.
Leave us alone. That was good.
Anybody else spend the night at the Heartbreak Hotel?
Nope. Cut it off right there. Cut it off there.
Fine. Just when I start getting there.
Yep. Let us have a win.
Okay.
Can you let us have a win?
Fine.
Thank you.
Instagram, Sly James the Cat, my favorite thing on the earth. It is Peppermint Patty Day, and his little head is just right through a York Peppermint Patty, my favorite candy.
It's a no for me.
Why?
I'm not a peppermint chocolate fan.
It's probably the greatest combination.
No. It's a wonderful combination. I really do. I do love some peppermint chocolate.
It's a hard pass. Hard pass.
All right.
Yeah.
I need to write that down, don't I?
Hard pass.
Jordan likes the York peppermint patty.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Whenever you need to get some good sucking up, I need to bring in some peppermint patties.
You can get anything that you want.
I could remember
do that. Do you remember Peppermint Patty on Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she gay?
See, okay. I thought that was like a long-running like conspiracy that maybe Peppermint Patty might have been gay. I didn't. I thought so. That's what I've been told.
You know, I Googled it, but it's just going to involve a lot of reading. So hell no. Hell no.
She was one of my favorites, though. She didn't put up with no S. That girl was badass.
That's right. Peppermint Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint Patty Day.
Speaking of badass chicks, at Nash She Drums, she is a badass chick drummer, and we dig that here at JSAF, so keep doing your thing. Also, lots of thirst traps today. Like, just a lot of thirst on my feed today. A lot. Woo. Mm. No clothes on Monday.
Oh.
No clothes today.
It's 6:33 in the morning.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Damn.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Speaking of badass, this girl right here, who was not even an adult yet, sold out the Silverstein Eye Center's arena.
Nailed it.
In like 2 minutes.
Yep.
2 minutes. I'm so excited for the show on January. June 7th.
The old January, June.
I'm real bad with that.
It's your porn name, January, June.
You know, the best part is I'm born in June, for crying out loud.
It works. It works.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on The Buzz.
It is Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz here with Hartzell.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi. And Pounder, my friend Pounder from Seattle.
Hi.
Pounder, Pounder.
Kansas City.
How do you feel? Do you like Kansas City?
I'm loving it so far. I'm used to the cold, so.
Check that off the list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The people are nicer here.
Very nice. So our Starbucks barista this morning. A hoot.
Yes. I feel like he's auditioning for the radio version of American Idol every time I go into that Starbucks. He just walks in and I just walk in and he's like, it's the buzz. How's the buzz doing? And I'm like, yes. I'd like an iced vanilla latte. She would like an iced vanilla latte.
At 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Man, that's impressive.
On the DOT dot.
I wish I had that kind of energy at like noon.
I know.
Let alone 5 a.m.
I know.
She'll take a dirty chai. Coming up next.
Yes.
At the Starbucks.
That will be $12.18.
And you can Apple Pay.
That's right. Here, and then when they give you the coffees, it's like a Grammy presentation, basically.
Seriously, it is.
Open up the card. This is.
And the mocha goes to Jordan.
I love it. That I love going to that place because they wake me up and it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
In good moods. But Pounder has been staying with me since Friday and or Saturday.
Saturday,
sorry. And did it really happen?
It happened.
Uh-oh.
It really happened.
It happened.
What is this? What's happening?
We went out on Saturday night.
Okay.
And then went home, went to bed. I got an air mattress for him.
Okay.
Out in the living room-ish area.
With a headboard.
Yeah.
What? It came with is it like a blow-up headboard,
yes,
too?
Yes, it's real awesome.
Oh, Pounder, you did good this weekend. Well done, my friend. Well done.
Well, until, so I go to bed in my bedroom and wake up the next morning. He wakes up and he said that.
I felt like I was dreaming, right? But the dream was nothing. Like, I don't, if that doesn't make sense.
No, yes, it does. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful sentence you just said. That was awesome. The dream means nothing.
The dream means nothing.
Oh, yes.
And then all of a sudden it was Daniel. And I woke right up. Pitch black room in a different city. I was very, very scared.
Okay, Pounder, we had this conversation last week, and Jordan was all on the ghosts don't exist train.
They don't.
And we just got confirmation.
No.
And they exist in your apartment.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Daniel. And you know it's real because they said Pounder's full first name.
Legal first name.
Legal.
Maybe it was the tax man. Maybe it could have been something else. Let's workshop this. Okay. I feel like there's three options.
Okay.
And I actually prefer for it to be the first option, that it's a ghost, to the other two options.
Okay.
Option number two was my cat learned English and spoke into your ear. Who else was in the apartment with us then?
Some old Victorian woman in your apartment building.
Because they are always from the 1800s.
Right. That's true.
She probably likes my apartment because that's the way I decorated it.
Yeah.
we just solved the case.
No, there's a third option.
Okay.
Of who whispered in Pounder's ear in the middle of the night. Me?
Those silver sweet nothings?
Yeah.
Middle of the night?
I wouldn't have done that to you, but I'm saying the only options are: it was really a ghost whispering your name into your ear in my apartment. It was my cat, because my cat was the only other person. And yes, he is a person. And don't fight me on that. Or three, that it was me.
Are you like ambient sleepwalking again?
No! I mean again. What do you mean again?
The classic ambient and chill for Jordan. Do you sleepwalk at all?
No! You
have any sleepwalking tendencies?
No. I had a girlfriend once that was sleepwalking, and I woke up and she was like going into the closet. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm going to the bathroom." And I was like, "Not in there. We have carpet."
JSAF. Jordan Silver is boy. It stands for Jordan Silver and Friends.
I have one of those tired hangovers.
Oh.
That it's worth it because the Grammys were so good last night.
How long did you make it through? The whole show?
The whole damn thing.
There she is.
That's right.
There she is.
That's right. 3 hours of sleep. Everything just kept playing back in my head after.
Oh.
Just could not sleep last night.
No.
It was exciting.
That's good, though.
It was a very cool thing.
Every so often, it's okay to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes. So it's better than, I guess, drinking like I did the night before.
Oh, I did that instead of watching the Grammys. That's what I did.
That's okay. I've got you.
To each their own.
I've got you. That was St. Vincent with Pills for Mass Education, which won. What did it win? Best Rock Song for Mass Education, the actual song, and then the album Mass Education, Best Recording Package.
Let me look that up.
Plus, St. Vincent had a performance last night with Dua Lipa. Oh, my dear Lord.
Is that how you pronounce it? Dua Lipa?
Yes.
Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa, who Bob Newhart was somebody that presented her with her Grammy for Best New Artist.
That same Bob Newhart?
Yes. I said the same thing. I was like, whoa. I did not know. He was still with us.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing was, she goes up there. Her name gets called. She goes up there. And then he doesn't hand her her Grammy. So she's standing there just kind of holding her own hands. And he's holding her Grammy.
Oh, we're losing Bob a little bit.
Yes.
We're losing him.
Excuse me. This says Dua Lipa on it.
Bob. Give her her Grammy.
Come on, Bob.
We were waiting for somebody to be like, dude, this is her moment. She won Best New Artist and she didn't even get to hold her Grammy.
He's just a little senile, you know, just a little bit, not a whole lot.
Yes, no.
Just coach.
Not at all. But they were so good. And there was so much genre bending. The performances were incredible. Again, everybody could sing again. I mean, only one or two people lip synced. And really, on social media, I was following it the whole time. People were only upset about one thing, and that was, of course, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, so she did a tribute deal?
To Motown.
Yeah, what? Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, because we've got
nothing. I didn't know that's what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She did Motown?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, well, you've got Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, you know, like all these. Mm.
And they had J-Lo host that part?
Host, she performed a medley. People were very upset about that.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But we'll get to it because we got Grammys on the mind for the 7 o'clock hour of Jordan Silver and Friends.
Jordan Silver and Friends, broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studio.
In 99.9. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz, here with Hartzell and my butter, my butter pounder.
Oh, the butter.
My butter pounder.
My butter buddy.
Good old butter. My butter.
Can I just, I love a good voodoo economics reference in a song. It just makes me laugh.
You
time.
Really love that Barnes Courtney song.
I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so just throw in all the cheap pops and I'm gonna go off for it.
Can I ask you to do a report of everything that he lists off at the end of that song?
And then the actual year?
Yes.
Done and done.
All right.
Writing that down as we speak.
Oh, I love being teacher.
Because, spoiler, Atari was not in 1999.
But it would be if you were born in the 2000s. You'd just be like, that was all just the same.
I cannot wait to report on this tomorrow.
Me too. I'm proud of you.
I'm going to have a list for you tomorrow.
Grammys. Grammys, 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 Grammys. I'm tired because the Grammys.
Grammys.
But it was so good. So good. I got a tweet from Mad Dash around 6:30, which is a half hour before the Grammys started. And she said, Jordan, Titanic is on TBS this evening.
Good old TBS. I can't even boo you this time. I can't.
This really is beautiful.
The eternal Grammy.
But, okay, listen. I know. So what you don't know, Pounder, is anytime that the Chiefs would play a game, I would go to watch it, but then Titanic would be on TV. You know me. You've known me forever.
I've watched Titanic with you.
Right. Multiple times.
Oh, I have yet to have the pleasure and the privilege.
Anytime we get snowed in here.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
I'm down.
Titanic. And then we can reenact it because we'll have obviously gone stir crazy.
And this board will be like our ship deck.
Yes.
We can make that work.
And then if I don't do a good drowning job, you can just push my head under.
Can I be unsinkable Molly Brown?
Who else would play unsinkable Molly Brown? You are one of the most unsinkable people that I've ever met.
Thank you.
Oh, that's really funny.
But Titanic was on, And although that is my favorite thing to watch of all time, I couldn't watch that over the Grammys.
No, not this time.
No, I had to do the Grammys because, oh my God, guys, how well did Alicia Keys do?
I didn't even watch the show. I just saw the highlights. And she is, again, she's a national treasure. Alicia Keys, we are not worthy of Alicia Keys.
No.
I tweeted something like, can she host anything for the rest of time except for, of course, this radio show? You know, because small potatoes compared to what she can
do. She would nail that, though, too, if we're being honest.
Oh, just her relaxed vibe.
Yes.
She made it real. She made it fun. She made it positive.
And how is she still so good at this? People forget Alicia Keys has been around for a minute. She won Best New Artist back in, what,
2001?
Something. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think you're right.
Yeah. 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 Just wonderful. And, you know, after she delivers some funny lines and just some soothing, calming way to talk to new artists, because she's like, if you're new and you're nervous or whatever, just relax. I got you. And I couldn't imagine if I were there for the first time and up for something, what that would feel like, you know?
Like, how is she not freaking out? Like, how are you telling us to be cool? How are you not just internally screaming? You're hosting.
Especially when she brings out Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was a shame was that we were watching the red carpet right before, and they went to the people right before the Grammys started, and the people doing the red carpet were like, oh, we just saw Michelle Obama, which that sucks because I wish that I didn't know that.
Kind of a teaser, kind of a spoiler
alert. It was a total spoiler alert because imagine, like, the crowd, she had to calm the crowd down.
It was so cool.
She had to calm the crowd down.
Because that's what Michelle Obama does.
Right.
That's what the queen does.
Right, talking about doesn't matter what kind of music you like, we're all the same. We're all humans. It's all music. And that is kind of the vibe that I've always had with this show. As well, you know, like we used to do Shuffle Shame, where we would play songs that people were embarrassed to say that they like, because music is music.
Right,
that's it.
Right.
Who cares about genre? Especially because I feel like genre creates some kind of prejudice against what you might actually really identify with.
Yeah, no, it's a gatekeeper. Genres are gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like
we can play nice in sandboxes together.
Absolutely. And I mean, the artists these days, the ones that are performing now, they're all, to me, it feels like they're icons already in their own little rights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so easy to make music these days, and there's so many outlets that you can put them on. But really, what I saw yesterday for the Grammys as a whole was just genre bending. Mm-hmm. You don't put us in a box. Don't put them in a box.
Not anymore. Especially not now.
Did you know that they got rid of the male and female, the gender categories in 2011? Yeah.
Now that you say that, you're right. I'm scrolling through the winners. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because why does that matter?
It doesn't. And also kind of cool that I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, right. I think that's progress.
There are certain things like physical competitions. Yes, men and women are physically different, and pitting them against each other, that is in some way not unfair. But when it comes to art, why does your gender matter?
There's no reason at all.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think that. You're right.
I know. Our friend yesterday was like, who won best female? No, it's best pop. It's best country. It's best
look at
rock.
You said 2011 is when they got rid of that?
2011.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
2011 is when they got rid of that. So some of the winners.
Well done.
Ones that we in our genre at this time are very into.
Let's see. Best alternative went to Beck. Mm-hmm. Colors.
I like that one. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Also, he never ages.
No.
Oh my God, there's one cut away somewhere towards the end of the Grammys.
What song was he rocking out to? I can't. Who was up?
Anything?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Diana Ross.
It might have been.
You know what? That would make a lot of sense. I could see Beck getting after it to Diana
Or
Ross.
No, I think it might have been Jolene, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes.
Could see him doing
Everybody
that too?
Was.
Yeah.
I could see Mark Ronson up there. Like.
Because she had a tribute thing too, right? Didn't Dolly Parton win a thing?
Yep. Lifetime Achievement Award. Best Rock Album.
Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, they won.
Mm-hmm. From the Fire.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that band.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a Zeppelin ripoff, but they're good. I like that band.
Thank God they just bring guitars back into it, which is cool because it doesn't feel like there's guitars anywhere, but also who cares if there aren't? This band is representing that.
And think about the new generation of people who don't know what Led Zeppelin means.
Right.
Who now, because of Greta Van Fleet, now get a chance to experience that stuff.
Yeah.
So glass half full.
I saw a couple people, older people, tweeting about how they didn't care that this was going on at the Grammys. Oh, great, another award show.
Oh, don't be so cynical, people.
You know, it feels like time is changing and it has to, and we are just hitting, things are changing so fast and so much that, you know, you, of course, if you want to stay in the past and, you know, have the genres based on gender and be mad that there's not a lot of guitar bands that are playing this, then you can definitely do that. But like, the world is moving real fast.
Yeah. You know, we don't have any more like big band, like that's, your best album is not going to be like the Charleston anymore. It happens.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Life happens.
Not even like little bands. Like, there's really like a guitar player, a bass player, and a drummer. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's 21 Pilots, and they're selling out arenas.
It's true.
Absolute arenas. But Alicia Keys did so good.
Her mashup with the dueling double piano.
Oh,
yeah. She played Kings of Leon, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do we have any clip of that? Good God. That's the clip I saw this morning when I woke up. I just said, oh, my God. She is the queen.
It was Use Somebody, right?
Use Somebody.
Okay.
And she started playing Coldplay.
Yep, she started playing Coldplay.
What?
And then went into Use Somebody.
But this woman. For some strange reason, Coldplay doesn't work here in Kansas City. That's what I was told. Coldplay doesn't work.
Depends on the time of day, but yeah, for the most part, you're not wrong. For the most part, that's pretty accurate.
God, she did the double piano thing. Like, just when you think this woman has not, and it's not even showing off, it's just so talented.
Yep.
You know, so humbled. Then all of a sudden, it goes back from a Pepsi commercial, and pans back to Alicia Keys, one hand on one piano, one hand on the other, dueling with herself.
Mm-hmm. She's so good now that she has to just go against herself.
That's the left and right.
It's like, are you kidding me? He's like, you know what? I've already beaten y'all fools already. I'll just do it against me again.
Oh, my God. So much to say. So much to say about the Grammys. We'll dedicate this hour to it. But this is one that Alicia Keys did in her medley. That she even said before she did this, don't you all wish that you would have written this song?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So
that's how much she feels for the Kings of Leon, Use Somebody.
Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Quiz time, Hartzell.
Quiz time. Oh, no, I don't do go on these. You didn't tell me about this.
311 is coming out with a documentary.
Okay.
What day is it coming out?
Let me see. 311, probably March 11th.
Yes.
That I guess. Hey, all right.
Actually, the first time that he did that, he said April 20th.
I said 420. Yep. I didn't. I really overthought it, to be honest. I stepped on the lead right there.
That's totally fine. 311. All mixed up. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Talking about the Grammys. What a sick show last night. It was the perfect mix of everything.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've gathered. It's a nice little hodgepodge of just a little bit of everything people like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was really positive. You know, the way that the artists were speaking, the way that Michelle Obama spoke.
She was there. That alone that's positive right there.
Yeah. Just about, you know, not holding yourself back through anything, especially genres. Because there was a lot of genre bending going on in the Grammys and things that won. But the first thing I want to talk about is how moving and inspiring Drake's speech was when he accepted the award for Best Rap Song.
You mean Young Aubrey?
Yes, Young Aubrey.
Young Aubrey.
Really cool words to say. And I'm not particularly a Drake fan, but...
Oh.
This is just, I don't know, this is really inspiring.
I want to take this opportunity while I'm up here to just talk to all the kids that are watching this, that are aspiring to do music, all my peers that make music from their heart, that do things pure and tell the truth. I want to let you know we play in an opinion-based sport, not a factual-based sport. So it's not the NBA where at the end of the year you're holding a trophy because you made the right decisions or won the games. This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed race kid from Canada has to say, or a fly Spanish girl from New York, or anybody else, or a brother from Houston right there, my brother Travis.
Opinion based and not facts.
That's a good line.
It's the truth.
That's a good line.
It is so the truth. That's music. There's no way to judge if something is better than the other thing.
Yeah.
If it speaks to you, it speaks to you. And so I really, really dug that opinion-based thing. It's just telling kids to go out there and make it. Make your own
music. I love Drake. You're not the biggest fan, but you know what? Hey, that's cool.
Mad respect.
That's cool.
Mad respect.
Because they're still going to play him on the tailgate, you know?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. And just the way that he and all the other bigger artists these days are just kind of setting it up for the littler artists. I don't remember it ever being that way. Mm-mm. You don't bring somebody out on tour with you that has... 6,000 YouTube spins because you believe in them. Like, people didn't.
Well, so much of it now I feel is, you know, it's like DIY culture? Because, you know, you got to produce your own stuff. You've got to find ways to get it streamed because no one's really doing radio play anymore. So you got to basically find a way to do it all yourself. And, you know, if you got the homie who's got the hookup, it's mutually beneficial,
and
you know.
It's very interesting that you said that because something that we are very into here on Jordan Silver and Friends is a specific album that won Best Country Album, but does not get played on country radio.
Nope, sure doesn't.
It won Album of the Year last night, but it doesn't get played. It won Album of the Year,
yeah,
but you can't hear it on the radio.
Yeah, and that their studio's like two doors down.
Yeah.
And they don't play any of it.
Because it's not quite country, because right. It isn't, but it's not quite indie enough for us to play it.
It's like Fleetwood Mac.
It is.
It's a Fleetwood Mac album.
Of course, that's a different song than I'm going to play, than I'm going to play right now, but this is the one album of the year. This is Kacey Musgraves with High Horse.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
I definitely know that they play that on CMT a little bit, but other than that...
That's still a channel?
That's still a channel.
Huh. What do you know? News to me.
They have a lot of channels still that have now gone to basically streaming. Huh. But from Album of the Year, the album that won the Grammy of the Year. The album that won the Grammy for Album of the Year.
There she is.
Golden Hour. I love it so much. It's so good. Every song is a banger. Every song is well thought out.
Yes.
You've liked this album. This is one of the first things that we talked about.
Well, I'm just scrolling through as you talk about like genre kind of blending we've been doing in 18 and 19. Like Shaggy and Sting won Best Reggae Album. Like what? Only in the year of our Lord, 2019. Mm-hmm. But that's awesome though. Like I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
So what's the point of radio if people can get their music streaming and it's still doing well streaming?
Oh God, don't put
me on
the
spot.
That's a dissertation right there.
It is.
That's
well,
the question of the industry right now, Jordan. Right now.
Well, it's the truth though. You know, if these albums are not being played on regular radio stations yet, they're winning Album of the Year at the Grammys, why are we here?
I think it means that we need to open up a playlist a little bit. That's what I think that means.
And we need to be finding the
yes.
cool new stuff.
Yes.
And playing it.
Yes.
And exposing people to last week, yep. the album that eventually wins Album of the Year. You know, like, all here for a purpose. And
yeah.
Knowing music is my favorite part of life.
Good vibes, good tunes, good people. Come on. What else you need?
When you hear something that just really speaks to you musically. I mean, but it could also be like a dumb song, too, you know? Maybe you're going through something and you just want something to dance to.
I just want to feel.
But, yeah, so it's probably going to be the only time that I ever play this one on the radio.
This one's not bad either.
No, it's definitely not bad. It won Album of the Year.
Okay, what are we saying?
We're crying out loud. But this is the one that has the seventh chord when it goes right into the chorus.
Oh, that sweet seventh chord.
Sweet seventh chord. This is from the Album of the Year, self-titled. Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves.
She's listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Do it! Sorry.
No.
The end of that song always screws me up.
Gets me every time.
Intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic.
I just like making noise. This throughout.
That's what the whole song is.
Here to make the beat. Drop.
That was really good.
Was amazing.
That song. Wasn't bad, right?
One more time, please.
Make the beat. Drop.
Guess what I'm turning that into? A radio.
Drop.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Heart's love.
Oh, it's a Monday, y'all.
Yes.
Can I make it my text tone?
Yes.
Ooh, yes. Because I'm not in your phone yet, Pounder, so I think we need to make that a thing.
Who the hell is this guy, by the way?
Who is this guy? He's a friend of yours, huh?
Yeah. Known him for a very, 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 very long time. Worked together in Seattle, and he's here on vacation. He's done radio forever, so I was like, okay, get
he
up.
He is also a friend and friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get up at 3 a.m. with me. Let's do this. I'll show you what it's like.
Oof. That's real friendship right there.
He
that's
was up,
devotion.
Though. I didn't even wake him up.
I was up.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, and also,
wow!
Last night I get a picture texted from the living room My damn cat was cheating on me.
No, he would never.
He did. Look. It's crap.
No. Blanche is over here two-timing you?
Well, that's because now I'm engaged to Sly James the cat, but that's another story.
Yeah, he knows. Blanche knows. He can pick up on that.
That's right. Talking about the Grammys right now, just there's some funny, cute moments that happened. Alicia Keys absolutely killed it.
Oh, yeah.
As the host.
She wins. She might win the Grammys, to be honest.
Yeah. She should host everything forever.
Yep.
Until the end of time, except for this radio show. Because, I mean, she's going to need a break.
Right. And we like to make, you know, a living.
She did such a good job at hosting that only a tiny little flub that she made in one of her introductions is what is going around the internet as like the funny clip. That's how perfect she did. And this isn't even bad. It's, you know, you see some words and you're reading and you're millions of people are watching you and you just kind of...
I skipped over. I totally missed this part.
You totally missed this part?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is her giving an award or starting to introduce Clarence Avant?
Avant.
Avant.
Thank you. A legendary music mogul. Okay.
Okay.
Over the past 50 years, this pioneering music mogul.
This mongol.
Pioneering music mogul.
That's it. That's all, the only thing.
That's not bad. What? If that's her one hiccup,
that was
not
it.
Bad. Not bad.
What did Precious's mom call her daughter in the movie Precious?
You mean Precious, based off the novel Push by Sapphire?
Yes.
Holy crap, how did you know that?
Because it's Precious.
Based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
What did Monique call her? Mongoloid?
Was it? I don't remember that. I just remember
sorry to get
saying Precious based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
Oh my God. Diamonds Direct, will you please get me an engagement ring? I am going to marry Hartzell. I have always said that the movie title is not just Precious.
No.
It's Precious based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
By Sapphire.
Woo!
We got this. Come on.
Woo!
Give me that.
Can I be the best man?
Absolutely.
Duh.
You can be the ring bearer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can marry us, because we'll probably do it on the cheap, so we can save money.
Oh, absolutely. We go in the courthouse.
So that was all.
Pioneering music mogul.
That's it from Alicia Keys, as far as anything that she did that was semi-silly. But
I would rather be called a mongol, to be honest. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Street cred.
Diana Ross received
is that the mic? What was that?
An achievement thing. What are you doing over there?
The mic just fell. Sorry.
The mic based on the novel. Based on the novel Stop Touching It by Jordan Silver. No, but Diana Ross, it was her 75th birthday.
Okay.
And she did an amazing performance. But her great-grandson?
I think just grandson. I'm trying to look this little adorable boy up. Best fro in the game.
He slayed the introduction. Little kid, 9 years old. 9 years old, and just listen to him just deliver this better than I could, and I'm an adult.
Did she say little guy? I'm almost 4'9". Thank you, Miss Alicia, for all the wonderful things that you said about my grandmother. She is amazing, and young people like me can look up to her for her independence, confidence, and her willingness to be her unique self.
Aww.
She has shown the world that nothing is beyond our reach. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my grandmommy, Diana Ross.
Aww.
He's so cute.
Aww.
So cute. 9 years old. Didn't even look like he was reading a teleprompter.
No. He speaks better than I do.
Same.
He's gonna take our job.
Yeah. He's going to be the one that takes our job when Alicia Keys takes all other hosting jobs.
And just looking just dipped, too. He's got a little kind of a wine-covered suit tux deal. Got this big-ass fro. My man.
Beautiful.
Rafe, Hanok, Ross. Is that it? Yeah. Kendrick. There you go. He's got four names.
Yes. Yes. My favorite moment, of course, because besides all of the good ones, there was this little thing, and it has become a meme. It's the meme that everyone is sharing today because people had a problem with, and I kind of understand, Jennifer Lopez doing the Motown.
An interesting choice. An odd choice. I mean, she did okay. I mean, she lip synced. That wasn't great. I didn't love that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, why J-Lo got to do it? Like, we got black folks that can sing. Yeah, at the Grammys.
Yes. And we're going to get into that very deeply in the 9 o'clock hour, I promise, because we're going to have a guest in to talk about it as well.
Oh.
But right before that all happens, Alicia Keys and Smokey Robinson are doing this impromptu duet. Okay, this is such a, it happened so fast that even Pounder didn't see it. I had to show this to him today. So Smokey Robinson and Alicia Keys doing this little duet, and then it pans to the audience, and I'll tell you what happens in a second.
Easy to trace the tracks of.
So there's this really quick pan right after, you know, of the audience. This is how they do these award shows. And all of a sudden, it is a woman that is on her cell phone in the front row, just talking to someone.
Legitimately on her phone.
And so the internet, of course, is wonderful. And we found out that it was Rhonda Ross, who is Diana Ross and Berry Gordy's daughter.
Okay. Oh, it looks like, okay, I can see that. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's just so funny. And then the meme that's going around says something like, J-Lo's doing a Motown tribute. Yeah, I have time to talk.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Hartzell, the word heart is in your damn name. That's how you explain yourself.
It's true. It's like heart. It's like heart and soul put together.
That's how you tell people how to say your name.
Been using that since kindergarten, legitimately. Because that's the first thing my dad said was, you got to find a way to pronounce it.
I've had people ask me if that was your real name.
It is. It's on my ID. Mm-hmm. Sure is. There's not a lot to choose from when you get Hartzell, so sometimes we go with Hartsy.
I like that one.
Sometimes we go with Zell, just awful.
Zell?
Yeah, I've been called Zelly a couple times. That was also terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, there's not a lot to choose from. So I just go by Guy. What up, Guy?
Hartsy.
How are you, sport?
Yeah, there is not a lot of nicknames that you can make. H. Mm.
Yeah, H Love was my thing in high school for a while.
Okay.
H Love.
H Love.
Yep.
So even though H Love was a thing in high school, and even though Hart is in your first name,
mm-hmm. You can't spell art without Hartzell.
Well, then,
or Hartzell without art. There we go.
I mentioned to him that this week is the week of Valentine's Day, and he goes, "Oh no, that's this week."
Are you sure that's this week? Are you sure?
Yes. What is all it? Right. It's the 11th right now. Quick quiz. When is Valentine's Day?
The 15th. It's not, is it? Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay. No, it's. Is it the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. I was close.
Catorce.
See, that counts. I was close.
No.
Hey, a day late is not bad.
A day late and a dollar short, you might as well have lost.
True. So it's the 14th.
Okay. So I'm just picturing that since I am the one that reminded you that Thursday is Valentine's Day, that you don't have anything planned.
Oh, I got so much planned. I got things planned. I got stuff to
do. Wait, listen. I've known you for a month and a half now, very intimately, working on this show. And when you say things and stuff, I see your brain search for what the hell is about to
happen. No, I've got my things, and I've even got some stuff planned. So, got a few things.
So, like what?
Might nail down some stuff. I got things. We're going to do things, and might pick her out some stuff. Other than that...
You're not going to... For their one-year anniversary, Pounder, this guy got his girlfriend stuff from the prize closet downstairs.
It's right there. It's readily available.
Which is a shame that this year, our brand new Buzz merch isn't ready until March 1st.
Oh, really? Damn. Because that was my... I was going to head to promotions literally after the show was over.
And be like, oh, get me the cool new Buzz beanie. Nope. March 1st.
Man.
And the hoodie. There's even a Jordan Silver and Friends shirt that I got to design. I felt like Christian Siriano. I felt like good. I was on Project Runway.
It looks really good. It's got like a jersey style on the back.
Yep. It says Jordan Silver and Friends on the front, like a baseball shirt. And on the back, it says the Buzz 96.5, like a baseball shirt.
So I'll just get Asia an IOU for the merch website.
You cannot do that.
Why not?
Because I stinking said so.
Because I stole your idea first. That's why. Come on. Like, that is valuable stuff. That's not, and it's also not, I mean, it's not inexpensive.
No, I
it's
like it.
$20.
$20 for a shirt. I like, concerts now are what, 50?
Seriously, that's an investment for me. I think she'll understand that.
If you want to check out the new Buzz merch, it's on our website, 965thebuzz.com. They're not going to be printing anything until, or won't ship until March 1st, but you can get your pre-orders in. Cool stuff. I'm impressed because I've worked at many radio stations. And I've worn the t-shirt once to one event and then put it very deep into the closet.
It's always that one. It's the one event post they just got released. Mm-hmm. Like we just got them printed.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear it to that one concert.
Yeah. And usually it's in like some horrible color, like bright yellow.
Yep.
You're like, come on. And so mine always go missing. Like, where's George? She works at the radio station. Everybody else is in their jerseys or whatever. I'm just like, no, black t-shirt, that's me. But all of the Buzz merch is black. I love it.
You can totally talk to. They definitely talk to you on this.
Yeah.
Those look good. Look at those crew necks.
I know.
Those look solid.
I know. Wow, I can't believe I just did that on the radio.
We're very excited about these shirts.
But it's so cool. I'm so excited for this new Buzz merch. This is all crap that I would wear.
Absolutely. All of that.
If you like simple and black.
We've got our union pullover. We got black pullover. We got some, what's those, beanies for you, too?
Yep, beanies. I say the Buzz. Got the old school local union hoodie,
mm-hmm.
but kind of a redesign with that. That's cool. Yeah, check it out, 965thebuzz.com. I'll definitely tweet out some pictures. But that's cool. I've never had a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I get shirts made with my face on them all the time.
Really?
All the time. You know me. I'm a disgusting human. I got like six of them just my face.
I wish that you weren't a child size extra large because I would ask to borrow it. But
oh, I've even got one made where it's a tank top. Like I really went full douche. So I got the full on thing.
With your own face on it.
Sure do.
What does it feel like to wear a t-shirt with your own face on it?
Feels like home. Feels like home. It's nice. And it's cartoon form too. Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
I apologize.
The thing about Hartzell is he always, even if it seems like it's all going to be a mess, he always delivers. That's it.
Organized chaos is my go-to philosophy.
Always quality product. That's it. I'm more of a planner. I'm just all right, this needs to happen here and here and here and here and here. And I set the parameters and then Hartzell comes in and he's just like, 3, 2, 1. Hello, this is Hartzell.
I'll be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Radio.
Oh.
I can't do it.
Yes, he was trying this yesterday.
I can't.
What? Why can't, I thought everybody could do it.
Oh.
Pounder.
Okay. Oh, boo.
Okay.
I can't
you
do
can't
it.
Roll your tongue?
No, at all.
Oh, do that again. Both of you.
No. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Pounder and I went to a restaurant. And, of course, the server comes up and asks the first question. What would you like to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask for a Coke. She goes, is Pepsi okay? Then, of course, I said, yes, of course, it's okay. I can't believe you guys can't do that.
It makes me mad you do it so well.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad.
It's all the tongue and the top of your mouth.
Never been good at that, so gonna let that one go.
How does Asia feel about that?
Well... She's pretty indifferent on it.
I bet Asia would say vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Okay. It's a substitute for something, know what I'm saying?
Can I just say, though, she is gorgeous.
Oh, thanks, Pounder. Yeah, she's
real catch. I'm not into the female form, mm-hmm. but I saw a picture and I was just like, damn.
Oh, Hartzell. Thanks, Pounder. I always tell people whenever they say Hartzell, like, she is out of your league. Yes, she is out of my league, but
out
we're not even.
I don't.
Oh, no. It's 100% accurate. And not only is she out of my league, we're not even playing the same sport. So that's how well I think I did.
Well,
she is. She's gorgeous.
What I found very interesting is that, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Poundy. But when I sent him a photo of you, he's like, oh, girl. Who is this?
Oh, thank you.
Who is this?
I moisturized that day.
Oh.
Yeah. You're talking about me, right? You're not talking about Asia?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Let's bring it back to me here. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, very handsome man.
Sorry. Oh, thank you.
Hashtag handsome Hartzell.
What took us so long to get there? Writing that down.
Write it down.
Not the name of the episode today, please.
Damn it. I'm going to sneak that one in.
So we had a fun lunch-ish, dinner-ish at that place. The server.
Madison?
Yeah.
So I'm weird with names.
He is so good.
Oh, I suck at names. I know I do great with faces, but yeah, not a names kind of guy.
I'm like Rain Man when it comes to names.
Yeah, he's still, this was Saturday. We've had a lot to drink since Saturday. I can't even remember yesterday. This guy's got the name of the server of the first place that we ate when we were here when he flew in.
Yeah.
Now, did you have barbecue? That's my first question.
No.
You didn't take Pounder to get barbecue?
Not yet. He's going to be here for 4 days.
Okay.
3 days.
Well, that means you got 3 different days of barbecue because we have options.
There's so many good food places here in Kansas City. He's already been to Caddyshack for the pizza.
Oh, for the pizza and the good times?
Yes.
And shout out to our server bartender, Rachel.
Stop it!
How, man? Just making us look so bad.
I got a hug from Rachel, by the way, when we left.
Remembering her name?
Well, I don't know.
Did you give her a big tip?
Oh, maybe. Just the, never mind.
There he is.
Wow.
See how he is?
Okay,
see,
Pounder.
We're going to do so well.
Okay. Yes. Wow. Well.
But she was very nice.
She was very nice. It's a busy day. We went to the bar and this girl got so drunk that she was walking and vomiting.
Oh, yes.
Was the girl you?
No.
She's the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And she does an alternative morning show. How is this going to work? It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning.
Always so good. AWOL Nation, not your fault. I'm Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz, got Hartzell and my friend Pounder here, hanging out with you.
Monday, happy Monday, Jordan.
On this manic Monday.
Just another manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday, to be honest.
Because that is my fun day.
My I don't have to run day.
You run?
Wow, Pounder.
I run so far away.
Wow.
No, oh. No. Not because it does look like you run, mm-hmm. Hartzell.
We run, are run, quoting... Run. The Go-Go's.
We did like four different quotes.
No,
right
Manic
there.
Monday is the Bengals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
We went like four different ones right
you
there.
You run?
I ran.
We're talking
Flock
about
Flock of Seagulls.
There yep. You yep. People are literally going to turn their radio off if we continue doing this. Well, last week on the Church of Laszlo,
mm-hmm.
Slim Fast defended me.
Oh.
And my love for a specific musical artist who did not win a Grammy yesterday, which is fine. She has a billion. Doesn't matter.
She doesn't need any more.
Right. Yeah. No. Give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she even has that attitude as well. So, no, but I texted Slim Fast because a member of the Buzz family let me know that that was going on. So I tuned in and it was just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool to hear Slim Fast kind of stand up for me. And then he texted me. He's like, I always talk about Sugar Ray.
Oh, yeah. He loves Sugar Ray.
I don't understand why people hate you for liking Taylor Swift, but I like Sugar Ray. And
he
blah,
loves
blah, blah.
James Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet baby James.
I think Lionel Richie, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
yep.
That's where Laszlo took the conversation, and then it went, too.
It went that Laszlo direction.
Yeah, he's like, all right, this is where it's going to go. This is where it's going to go. But over the weekend, Laszlo tagged me in a tweet that Rivers Cuomo, obviously the lead singer of Weezer, tweeted, and Rivers tweeted, do you ever just love Taylor Swift so bleeping much?
Oh, I saw that tweet. Yeah, I did see that one.
So then Laszlo,
yeah,
in Laszlo forum goes, eh, and tags me. So then I responded with, yas, because that's me. I think about it all day, every single day, but now I have Rivers Cuomo and Slim Fast behind me. I even had the support of Snow Cone, who is the biggest Kanye West fan ever.
That's validation. You got the seal of approval, Jordan.
But then, I opened Twitter yesterday, and Rivers Cuomo liked
oh,
that tweet.
There we go.
So, all right. There we go. That's it.
You've arrived. You've made it. You've arrived. Now you're good. You're good to go now.
Oh, this isn't validation for my soul. This is just validation that her music inspires even Weezer.
Yes. I would go so far as, sure.
At
sure.
some point. I mean, yeah. They write a lot of music.
Hey, Rivers is a fan, so clearly he's been moved.
That's right.
He's been moved.
That's right.
Had those teardrops on his guitar. Just really took him to a place.
That's my fidget spinner on the table.
He's ready for it.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Is that a song?
Ready no, for it? No. Yes, that is a song. It's the first song on Reputation. It's also the first song that started the tour. The reason that I'm stopping is because I can't do this with you guys. So let's give out tickets to Weezer. How's that?
I got more quotes for you.
Don't do this to me. It's hurting my... I haven't blinked. My chest is tight.
All right.
Want to do this all day, all night.
All right. Well,
so please, can we just give out the Weezer tickets that I play with my fidget spinner?
Let's give out some ticks. Let's do that. March 26th. That's going to be the show at Sprint Center. Weezer and the Pixies. Let's do caller number... it's 26. Let's do caller number 26.
Okay. And Pounder, what's the phone number here?
That is,
uh-oh.
5, 7, 6, 7, 9, 6, 5.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful, how are you?
Very good, very good. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I'm not really into the Grammys.
Are you into Weezer?
I am into Weezer and the Pixies.
Well, then I think that we need to give her these tickets.
Yay!
All right, show is March 26th at the Sprint Center.
See you there.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on The Buzz.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
So in music news, Vampire Weekend, which we just heard, they were spotted filming a music video in New York City this weekend at a food emporium, and Jonah Hill was directing it.
Oh, no kidding?
No word yet on which song that would be. It could be something new, too. They're putting out their new album, Father of the Bride, in May.
Dope.
Also, 21 Pilots may play concerts, but they also like to go to them as well. They were spotted backstage at Death Cab for Cutie on Sunday in Denmark. It's funny to see like a photo of all of them together. You think you'd be tired of seeing concerts.
Oh, no. I bet they're just getting after it, too, I bet.
Yes. So good. And a 25-year-old, this is a mystery, 25-year-old Dinosaur Jr. song called Over Your Shoulder is number one in Japan right now, beating out everybody that won Grammys last night.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. A 25-year-old Dinosaur Jr. song is number one in Japan. And so people are like, what is obviously going on here? For a while, nobody had any idea. No idea why this song just started charting. The video got 8 million views on YouTube from Japan over the past week. It was in a television show.
Oh, okay. I was like, is there an algorithm mess up?
Yeah, no.
How did that work?
No, but that's crazy. You never think about songs going back into the charts after they've fallen off, but
obviously, like Mr. Brightside, that thing has never left the charts. It's still charting in the UK right now. It's nuts.
That's true.
Local news. Jordan, I know you just got done with Chiefs season.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've transitioned. We got Sporting KC getting ready to launch. And also, Kansas City, it's baseball season. Let's go.
Kansas City might be in the deep freeze, but spring is on the way. This Tuesday, pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Surprise, Arizona. The position players join them next Sunday. The Royals play their first Cactus League game on the 23rd, facing the Texas Rangers.
Boom!
Cactus League.
Cactus League. Excited? Excited? A little baseball? A little baseball action, Jordan?
It's so slow.
Oh, Jordan, I'm trying to save you from this text line right now.
I love baseball.
There you go. There you go.
Hot dogs, garlic fries, beer. Why don't you like baseball?
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Poundy. I'm sorry.
See? We'll get you out there. Don't you worry.
All right.
We'll get you out there because it's a good time.
Royals. I can do this. Royals.
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 And what's our mascot's name?
Chicken head.
Oh, no. Leave them chicken heads alone. What is our mascot's name?
Squirrel face.
It starts with an S. He's a big lion.
Slammer.
Oh, my God. Close. Kind of.
Right?
Kind of.
Aslan.
No.
Laszlo.
Not. Can you imagine? Not Slammer, but maybe.
Slamburger.
No.
Slugger.
There you go.
For crying out loud.
Slugger? I barely know him.
That was my
next.
I actually deserve a slug after that one. Totally. Nonviolent, though. In national news, Coca-Cola debuting a new flavor on February 25th. It's called Orange Vanilla Coke. It will be one part orange.
Naturally.
And guess what the other part is?
Coke.
Vanilla Coke.
Ah. It's like what are those little popsicle?
Creamsicle.
Creamsicles, that's
it. It's going to be like a creamsicle.
I don't know about that.
Orange Vanilla Coke? That sounds good.
Yeah, but I need it to be super cold or it's going to be real gross. Let that get room temperature.
We'll keep it cold. We'll keep it by my heart.
Yes. I got one last one. National news. In a crowded field of people running for president on the Democratic side, Amy Klobuchar, she just threw her name into the running as well.
I stand before you as the granddaughter of an iron ore miner, as the daughter of a teacher and a newspaper man, as the first woman elected to the United States Senate from the state of Minnesota. To announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
So there you go, another one trying to take out the Cheeto in the White House.
You know, it's so funny. Pounder and I were watching the news yesterday, and I was like, isn't this a little early? And then I started doing the math. I was like, oh, my God, it's already almost over?
Get this. This time in 07,
mm-hmm.
Barack Obama had already announced he was running for president. So this time in 08, we'd already known who our eventual president would be. So it is that time. And it's a stacked field. I'm excited.
Will you keep us updated on it?
Of course.
And who says what and does what? Because I am not very good with politics.
Of course. It's only one tweet away.
All right. Sounds good. Away. Pounder, you found an odd story.
An odd story. So Seattle region, like we said, getting dumped with snow in Olympia, about an hour south. Semi-truck hauling live chickens crashes on I-5. And they did make it across that road.
Okay.
Come on.
I was just seeing how long Hartzell could fake laugh.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
Last night, when we were talking about the Grammys.
There we go.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were even on that first name basis. I didn't do any intros. I apologize. I didn't know.
You didn't, but that's okay.
I know. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's your fault.
That's on me. That's on
Come
me.
On now.
I'll take that L.
I'm excited. I've never been on FM radio.
I know, because you're at 610 Sports AM.
Yeah, I'm AM. I've never been. I don't know. I feel like.
I like excited shows.
I do, man. I feel a little juice right now.
Yeah, a little bubbly on an FM side.
You know, we generally have 16, 17 people listening to us. I feel like we got a much bigger audience here. Oh, man, this is big right here.
We're talking 17, 18, 19 17, maybe.
Oh, really?
We might get in that double.
Killing us.
Mm-hmm. From Sho and Vern over at 610 Sports, we were tweeting about the Grammys last night.
Yeah.
And you have thoughts. And the show is Jordan Silver and Friends, so like I want to get everybody's opinion.
Ooh, I get to be a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one thing that I think, and I don't care, I'm going to piss some people off, but I mean, I'm going to talk about it.
My man
is this the Motown situation, mm-hmm. and we brought this up on our show last week. We said, okay, hold on. J-Lo. And I love Jenny from the Block, you know, and she touched my whole heart. I still look at her and still see Selena, but it makes no sense. Nope. And then it turned out to be worse than I thought it was going to be. My partner Vern was classic. He said he just thanks God that they didn't choose like a white person to do it, because then that'd have been even worse.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? And coming up next. A tribute to the Temptations, Adam Levine and Taylor Swift.
Hey, wait a minute.
Can you imagine?
I don't know.
And I love Tay Tay too. Okay, listen, yes, I love Tay Tay too.
But you're right. You're
that was
right.
A hell of an album. But no, I mean, I don't Adam like Levine. Like if I were to bring it into my world.
Yes.
I always ask myself questions when I see really dumb things. Not hindsight. Mm-hmm. Just dumb things off the. Like, they're smart people who make the decisions for the Grammys. Like, with the Chiefs, they're smart people with the Chiefs in the NFL. Like, how they could say to themselves, all right, we're going to let a guy like Kareem Hunt, we're going to hide a tape of him beating up a girl. Like, everyone, decision makers, to say, this is a good idea. Yeah. Right? This is a good idea to do.
Boardroom.
This is the best idea. How? Just like how stupid that was with people who are really, really smart, good business people. That makes no sense with the issues you've had in this city with domestic violence, that you would come together and say, this is the best move.
Right.
How could that many smart people come together and say, all right, we're going to do a Motown tribute. Not Jennifer Hudson, because that's the Jennifer I thought.
Right.
Not, you know... At least you know they did something wrong because they tried to sneak Alicia in for a split second. But you're like, how did that many smart people come? You know, J-Lo's.
As Diana.
Let's go.
Diana Ross is
Diana
in the room, y'all.
Right
there. She in the room.
Smokey Robinson.
I mean, but yeah,
right
I mean,
there.
Just good
are we going,
heavens.
Are we going J-Lo?
I mean, they. It's just any artist now. Like
Leon Bridges was there.
Trey Songz. Somebody.
Oh, Trey Songz, really?
Anybody. I'm just saying. Anything makes sense. Like,
well, I
just don't know how you came to the conclusion. Everybody,
that's
you, J-Lo, you know, yeah. Because when I think, because that's the other part. Like, my wife, we were going at it. She's trying to explain it to me. Like, well, they put her up there at performance. But when you think of Motown, I don't think of, like, you know, jumping on pianos and stuff. I mean, the Jackson 5, they did crazy stuff, you know, cool stuff with their guitars, but they all stayed in one
spot. Come back to
it's about the voices. Like, we're not going to do in, you know, 20 years, hey, we're going to do a tribute for Justin Timberlake, and we're trotting Panic at the Disco out here.
Yes.
Right? Because that doesn't.
You're right.
That doesn't make sense.
No,
I just.
No, don't.
That was just. I just don't know how many people in a room together could come together and say, as a whole, this makes sense.
No, Ron, I got the audio. You want to hear this? I know you want to hear it. Look at it. Watch and watch as I play. Look at it. Look at A-Rod. Look at A-Rod, y'all.
Good Lord.
All kinds of offbeat.
Good heavens. That's what you think of Motown. Leotard. Right?
Hey! She was lip-syncing, too.
Oh, yeah, that was obvious.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She's not... Like, when I think of Motown, I think of songs, singing.
Yes.
I think of David Ruffin. Mm-hmm. I think of...
Ooh.
I think of
ooh,
music. You know,
there,
I think Ron. It... I've got sunshine. I think of that.
On that cloudy day?
I do. Like, I think...
Yeah,
I don't,
of course.
Like, she's a hell of a performer, mm-hmm. and she put on a great show. Like, that just doesn't... Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. I mean, no. it makes as much sense as she was coming out tributing Janis Joplin. It makes, like, that's just, it's not, it doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
And I think there's a part where, you know, people felt like a lot of people in the African-American community felt like it was a slap in the face. And I'm sure there are people who could go there. I just, even more of it just not making any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the part, like, of any artist you could choose. How we settle. She's not hot right now. She's like, no, I'm not kidding. Taylor would have made more sense. Mm-hmm. At least Taylor Swift is relevant. Mm-hmm. Adele would have made more sense because
yes,
she can sing.
Yeah.
She can sing.
Yep.
And you could feel that. That makes absolutely,
I don't know, man. Love Don't Cost a Thing was that's a banger, man. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But it's not a Motown song, just like you said.
Doesn't have
vocal harmony, the Crystals, the Supremes waiting outside after Berry Gordy said no to them, waiting outside on the lawn every day after school until he gave them a second chance. Like, that's...
And I tried to give them a chance. I tried to say to myself, well, you know, well, maybe they're really loading up these artists for the Aretha tribute. Mm-hmm. And maybe maybe they were all over... No.
Nope,
that didn't work. Even though, I mean, and Miley performed twice, so somebody else could have stepped up. I mean,
we couldn't get now one. Diana Ross is in the room, y'all, but we got Miley doing twice. That's fine. Honestly, Miley would have done a good job with it too.
So, I mean, it. You know, yeah, maybe.
You mean you didn't?
If I go that far with Miley,
you didn't like that.
You didn't. I don't think. Strong vocals either when I think of Miley, just me personally, but yeah, whatever. It's just
good
sense.
To see A-Rod, to be honest. I'm just happy to see he's still irrelevant. He's still doing things.
He's just accompanying her.
They saved each other. God, they saved each other.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
A very short skirt. Actually, no skirt. The St. Vincent performance.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
No pants. I don't understand how people... Yeah, I mean, she is beautiful and...
That's me.
You got
Sorry.
It?
Hi.
You got it.
Speaking of no pants, what's going on, Jeremy?
Yeah, what was with that St. Vincent thing, though? I love St. Vincent. Where did she come from? And why was she with Dua Lipa or whatever the hell that chick's name was?
I couldn't say it either. It's fine.
Dua Lipa.
Okay.
L-I-P-A.
Okay.
Okay.
I had never heard of her until last night. That's just me.
I had to fan Jordan off. She was getting a little
okay.
Oh,
did you not see the
pantsless St. Vincent? Oh no, I saw that.
Big fan. Big fan.
I love St. Vincent.
Yeah, she's an incredible musician.
She's amazing.
She won two Grammys last night.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you make it that far, Jeremy? You didn't make it that far, did you?
I had it on every once in a while. I'd look up and be like, I don't know who any of these people are, and then I'd look back down.
That's pretty good for you. You had it on at least.
I don't understand the Grammys. Mm-hmm. I don't get the Grammys. It's a whole thing with me.
Have you been?
No, I've never been. Why would I want to go?
Have you been? Jordan, you been?
No. There were seat filler jobs and stuff that you could do.
Okay.
But that's not if I'm not going for me or my wife.
Jordan is no seat filler, y'all. No.
Oh,
no, no, no.
So you didn't like the Grammys?
No.
That's okay. I'm glad we've got... Other
That's just
opinions.
How, you gotta remember, this is our station. We don't, you know.
We don't care.
Yeah.
But I do have to say the best thing probably was Drake's speech.
Yes.
About how it was an opinion-based thing. So that totally makes sense in my world. Like, yes, I don't have to love the Grammys. I don't have to not like the Grammys. I don't get it.
Exactly.
And then they cut him off.
They cut everybody off.
And they cut him off.
Everybody got cut off.
Because it took like 3 minutes for anyone to realize they were actually on TV when it would start.
Right.
You're right.
And then there were the 25 costume changes in the middle of the J-Lo debacle That whole thing.
We missed all that.
I didn't see that because I was reading Twitter and just checking, just seeing people hate on it.
So I was listening as I came in and I heard you guys talking about the J-Lo thing. I actually was kind of like, okay, cool. Like when it started, J-Lo, she sounded great. She looked really elegant in that first outfit. And then we went from big feathers and Supremes to just sequin nakedness.
Yeah, just J-Lo. Just went back
sequin
to J-Lo.
Sequin nakedness.
Yeah.
Can that be the name of our band?
You can have it. Ooh, go ahead. That's
that,
all you.
Do you think that sequin nakedness could open up for Cage the Elephant back in Spoon?
Well, I mean, if it's at the Grammys, you can do whatever you want.
No, this is outside the Grammys. No. This is St. Louis on July 30th.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, here's the thing.
I don't know what's
As our music
right
director
now.
That knows everything that's going on, okay?
Okay.
Cage the Elephant, Beck, and Spoon just announced a tour together.
Oh, I haven't even opened my email yet.
July.
What?
I know.
What?
July 28th, it's in Houston.
Okay.
July 29th, it's off. July 30th, it's in St. Louis, and the 31st, it's in Chicago.
Hmm.
On your dog's life, do you know if they're coming?
I don't.
Then there's one day just sitting right in there.
There is.
And it's a perfect date for when they could come here.
That routing makes sense.
Huh. What you doing right there? What you doing? I'm looking at you. What you doing? You're trying
I
to...
don't know anything.
Huh.
Yes, you do. Look at us.
That felt...
You won't look at us, you guys.
I'm opening my email right now just to see.
That felt very wink, wink, nudge, nudgy.
I got nothing. I got nothing in my email about any of that.
We'll go on there.
When bands take days off like that and then they, you know, just drive through. Just trying to use the power of deduction that I learned from Forensic Files.
She knows. Look at her. She
so
knows.
So much Forensic Files. You love that show.
Ah, she's avoiding now as our music director, as the one that everyone and all the music goes through.
You've seen this play out, Jordan. You know how this works.
I mean,
You've
that sounds like this. A good show. What the hell? Do we all have to take a bus to St. Louis?
Maybe.
Can we rent a bus to St. Louis?
I mean, we've done it before.
We should do a road trip. We haven't done a road trip in a minute.
Oh, I don't want to go on a road trip with any of you guys.
Whoa!
Oh, hell no.
Oh, we would kill her in 10 seconds.
Why?
It's not the other way around. It would be us murdering her.
Why?
Well, I think... Well, first we got to get the aux cords situated first. Who's going to take care of that?
Right.
Morning show host.
Look how quick she did that.
Music director.
Wow.
Just here. Please and thank you.
It's going to be Jarity and I come
through. My title means nothing. Nothing.
I don't even have a business card.
I don't either.
I lost mine. I don't even
or
know.
A title, for that matter. I don't have that either.
I wish I had one. You are your hand for
it. That works. Hashtag it. My business card's a hashtag.
Hashtag handsome heart soul.
I don't get that one very often.
What? You don't look in the mirror and just say that about yourself once you brush your teeth.
I mean,
just like, damn, I look good.
Yes, I get it from myself, but usually not from the... I don't get any... No audience participation on that one.
What?
No.
Anyway.
No. I'm not over this whole road trip thing yet, because she was quick to grab the aux cord. Quick.
Yeah.
Quick to
Are
grab
Are you shocked
it.
By this?
You know, I just thought after a month or so, Jordan, I thought maybe you might let me... Maybe pick a few songs. Maybe let Jeremy pick a few songs. But no, she's apparently driving and...
Oh,
taking
no.
over all of it.
I will not be driving this bus.
Of
this
course
is what's going to happen.
Yeah, set us straight.
Y'all are going to get on the bus, and I'm going to take a private plane.
Okay.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Look at this nice little hole.
What you got?
Right here in our weather. The big hole on the Doppler right where we are.
Oh, God.
And hopefully it stays like that because, Jeremy, you were driving earlier.
Yeah, knock on wood.
We've been here since 5-something.
Yeah.
What's it like out there?
It's wet and cold and just bleh.
Sounds like my Saturday night. Am I right? I'll see myself out. This show's
Vulgarity
almost over.
Vulgarity.
It's almost over, guys.
Is no substitute for wit.
It's almost over. It's fine. We got like 5 minutes.
Jeremy, are Beck and Cage the Elephant and Spoon coming?
No, I don't know.
But that's not a no.
I've not heard either way. I've not heard yes. I've not heard no.
She won't look at me in the eyes.
She sure won't.
Nope.
I don't know what to tell you.
I always like unlocking a mystery. Just as much as I'm spoiler alert, when I unlock it, oh, that's even more fun. oh God, I'm gonna get in trouble if I really said something like that's one of our big concerts or something. Because I mean, there definitely are bands.
I've not heard.
Who's to say? Who's
to say? I've not heard.
Listen, everybody, if I show up tomorrow with a black eye, maybe you'll know who's playing some Buzz event this summer.
Mm-hmm. Lips have been stitched shut. Mm-hmm. Say no more, Silver.
Mm-hmm. So, Pounder and I need to go get some food because, you know, we've been up forever. Where should I take him?
Joe's.
Gotta go Joe's. Yeah.
Joe's. Gotta go Joe's.
What's Joe's?
Barbecue. Okay. You have to have barbecue. Joe's barbecue is amazing.
That's all. I mean, I have nothing else to add. That's where you got to go.
That's where I take my family every time. That's like the one place my dad always asks. It's like, can we please go to the gas station? Yes, we'll go to Joe's.
What?
It's in a gas station.
Yep.
Have you not been to Joe's?
So that's the end of the show for today. Goodbye, wow, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I will have in an hour.
There you go.
How long have you lived here? Mm-hmm. How long have you lived here? When did you get here?
5 months.
What barbecue places have you been to?
Oh, don't make me do this.
Where have you been?
Arthur Bryant's.
Okay.
The
Jack
one.
Stack.
Jack Stack.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's in the Country Roadhouse in the P&L.
Okay, so that is also Joe's food.
Oh, good. Yeah, there we go.
But you haven't been to Joe's yet.
Exactly.
No.
You got to go.
I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for you.
You want to come? You want to take a bus?
I have to work.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to do a hookup.
Oh.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, let's leave her to that, huh? Well,
I ain't doing nothing, and I'm still waiting for my invite, so it's fine. I'm sitting right here.
You can hang out with me.
Oh. Did you get your boyfriend?
I'll buy you some company kitchen. That's all I got.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
That's all I got.
Why don't you guys just get married?
We are. And we're going to share a Lunchable together, too.
Are you going to get her something for Valentine's Day?
A Lunchable.
A lunch
from Company Kitchen.
That's what Aisha's getting, too, huh?
Right.
Yep.
He was going to try to get her some of the new merch, but it doesn't come out until March 1st.
I was so upset.
The new Buzz merch.
What did you end up getting her for your anniversary?
We went and got, what did we get her? I think we got food. No, I got her
something
perfume.
From Promotions downstairs?
No, yeah, she got that swag bag. Yeah, she sure did. She sure did.
She does look lovely in a Buzz t-shirt. I see those Snapchats and Instagram stories.
Yeah, and a brand new Buzz bumper sticker. Come on.
She loves you because I would not put up with that.
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
I hate saying this, but I'm afraid of the weather for tomorrow.
Oh, no. What we got going on?
You said that there was a company email.
Well, I was trying not to tell you the worst of it, but it ain't great. You got snow tires?
No, I drive a Mini Cooper.
All right, then we are screwed.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On 96.5, The Buzz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.